You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army, this Christmas you're invited to join our fight for the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit salvationarmyusa.org to donate.
The most interesting thing in tech today, New York City tries to figure out AI. So about a year and a half ago, the city said, let's convene a task force to figure out the complicated, vexing questions in artificial intelligence. The kind of things I talk about in this series all the time. How do you deal with bias in AI? How do you deal with explainability? What systems need humans involved and which ones do not? So all these luminaries get together, they have these meetings, and they come out with a report. First city to issue a big report on these issues. And you know what? It's terrible. It's laughably bad. It's, 32 pages, the first 18 of which are just bios, as though somebody went to Wikipedia and copied and pasted. And the rest is sort of filler, pablum, rules, things like AI should follow the laws of the city is garbage. So what happened? It's kind of surprising when it came out, and you can't really blame the members of the task force. I've been on city task forces before, and it's hard to do right. But an essay recently came up by one of the members, and he said, hey, so y'all started to get together, and no one could decide what AI is. We couldn't define it. We couldn't figure it out. So and it all just kind of went south from there. So what's the lesson here? I guess the lesson is that government regulation of AI is going to be really tricky. It's going to be tricky because every element of the equation is kind of hard to define. It's hard to define exactly what AI is. It's hard to define what automatic decisions are. It's hard to define what bias is. It's also hard to define what biases we want and what biases we don't want. So the people making these decisions and going to these future task forces, they're going to have to be okay letting a few things slide. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.